One monster you may find stalking the children's bookshelf is Bunicula, though he's not all that monstrous. In fact, he's small, furry, and really kind of cute. Author James Howe and his wife Deborah created the vampire bunny rabbit 25 years ago, and the first Bunicula book has now been re-released in a special anniversary edition. James Howe joins us now. Hello.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
Good. Kids in the early 80s grew up with Bunicula, but for those who are not so familiar, perhaps a bit older, tell us about the story.
Well, Bunicula is a very unusual rabbit who comes into the all-American family household, the Monroe family who live in Centerville. I never say where that is, but it sounds pretty American. And he is a suspicious character. Vegetables start turning white at night, and Chester, the household cat, is convinced that Bunicula is a vampire.
And this whole tale is narrated by Harold the dog.
Harold the dog, yes. Harold's sort of Watson to Chester's Sherlock Holmes.
Well, they are interesting animals. They can read. Apparently, they don't spell too well. Can you read us a bit from the book? Chester the cat is trying to banish Bunicula as Harold reads him instructions from a book called Mark of the Vampire.
Yes. Start at the top of the page, Chester said as he picked up the steak. Why don't you read, and I'll hold the steak? Humph, Chester replied. I took it to mean that I was to start reading. To destroy the vampire and end his reign of terror, it is necessary to pound a sharp steak. Chester interrupted. Sharp steak? He asked. What does that mean? I'll taste it and tell you if it's sharp, I offered. Oh, never mind. This will do. It's sirloin. Keep reading. To pound a sharp stake into the vampire's heart. This must be done during the daylight hours when the vampire has no powers. Okay, he said, this is it. I'm sorry I had to go this far, but if they'd listened, this wouldn't have been necessary. He dragged the stake across the floor and laid it across the inert bunny. Then, with his paws, he began to hit the stake.
And then, of course, the Monroes walk in to the sight of their cat and dog beating up on this little bunny.
Yes, with the wrong kind of steak.
Right, the kind you eat, not the kind you drive. Bunicula is part of a series you later expanded. I don't want to give away too much, but can we ask whether the Monroe family ever found out the truth about this bunny?
Oh no, they remain in the dark the whole time. This whole little world of animals is going on, and Chester maintains his suspicions throughout. And Harold has very much come to like poor, defenseless little Bunicula, who really is only harming a few tomatoes and zucchinis and leaving everybody else alone. But the Monroes never, they just think their pets act very strangely at times, as we all do. So they really don't figure it out, though.
What inspired you to create a vampire bunny?
Well, it came from watching way too many bad vampire movies late at night. This was written in the 70s, and at that time, for some reason, I don't know why, there were a lot of vampire movies on late at night. And Debbie and I loved movies, and we loved vampire movies particularly for some reason. And after watching too many funny, not meant to be, but funny, sort of scary vampire movies, I started thinking about the silliest vampire I could imagine. And I came up with this little fluffy bunny rabbit, and I called him Count Bunicula. But I was not writing then, even though I always loved to write, I wasn't thinking about it as my work or anything I wanted to do. And it was actually Debbie's mother who said, that would make a great character for a children's book. Why don't you two try that? So we sat down one night after dinner and took out some paper and just for fun started writing a book. We really didn't know what we were doing. We were just having a good time.
Well, you write in the introduction that you were surprised at one point a little girl asked you, why did you put so many hard words in here? And you'd never really thought about it.
No, not at all. I just used the right words for the story, and the right words for the characters, but I guess there were some big words in there. And the great part about that story is that over the years, what I have heard over and over again is that this book and this series of books have turned many kids on to reading. And I thought, if we'd set out to do that, we probably would have not used the quote unquote hard words.
Did you imagine when you wrote it that you'd spend so much time focusing on this little character?
I had no idea. Bunicula, this vampire rabbit has become a central part of my life, sort of a central part of my identity. And the funny thing is that he did not start off that way at all. In fact, vampires, vampire movies, that was just something for fun. It wasn't anything that I was passionate about, nor was I passionate about rabbits particularly, and yet those have become a real central part of my life, and I'm often identified with this book. And I'm delighted, and I'm very grateful, because it's also enabled me to do many other things and write many other kinds of books as well.
James Howe is the author of Bunnicula, which has just been re-released in a special 25th anniversary edition. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.